Hello? Can you hear me? If you can hear me, that's a good sign. I can't hear you, but I kind of feel like God. What's up? Welcome to the show Revolution, a new podcast that me, X, and my co-host Flex are starting.
Yeah.
What's up, Flex?
Yeah. Man, you already know what's up, bro.
Man, we've had this podcast in the works now. I'm finally glad that we're getting it off the ground.
Man, it's still in the works. We literally had to fight technical difficulties just getting started, but
That's a whole nother topic for another day. How to start your own podcast. I want to do it, actually.
Sound is technical. Oh yeah, it may sound easy, but it's not. No pun intended.
So I think I shared the video with you before. I don't know if you heard it yet, but I'm gonna still go back to that video, man. That's a really good video. It's made by Privacy Security and OSINT. I'll leave that link in the show notes. I'll be doing show notes for this podcast. So anything that I mention, any people that you need to follow, I'm gonna put it in the show notes. But anyway, that video, that podcast is really good to listen to, and that's what gave me the idea to start this, honestly, and some of the tips and faults that people have. But eventually I want to do one for this podcast, because every podcast is different. Like, you can't cater to everyone. But yeah, that's something I want to
definitely
do. But before we get into these topics, Flex, why don't we introduce ourselves?
Oh man,
you can
stand
go
up
first.
In front of the class.
first day of class, baby.
All right, well, you know what's up. You know, you got to make a first impression. So I guess you can call me Flex. I'm working to become legendary. I'm on my quest. Honestly, I'm not going to tell you my real name yet. Thanks to my boy, you know, but look me up. You know, Legendary Quest, that's my YouTube. Got a lot going on. I do parkour, free runner since 12. But other than that, I'm working on my way, honestly, just to try to do a little bit of voice work, make my way out to the West and see what I can make happen over there with my tricks and this voice. So
a little bit of voice work, but he needs a microphone.
Oh, definitely need a mic. I'm telling you, but I got a little mic. But
hey, it's episode,
I don't use it much.
Episode zero. We're still getting that out the way.
Episode zero. I like that.
You said you have a YouTube, but do you have an Instagram or any other thing like that? I wasn't sure if you do like pictures too.
Oh,
is that on your personal?
I mean, it is personal, you know, but that's, you know, what makes
it. No, I'm saying, like, is that only on your personal Instagram where you post pictures, or do you have a legendary
That's where I'm lacking, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've got a whole YouTube up and all that blasting, but I haven't made my business page separate from my personal page.
I got you.
Page.
It's just in the works.
Yeah, hey, right? Exactly.
I'm telling the people now, check out his newest video. I think by the time this comes out, you let me know, but by the time this comes out, next Sunday, the 28th, by then, right, your new video should be out, right?
Oh, yo, definitely
that
will be.
Dude, that's a funny video, and it's like all the tricks are smooth. So,
man, literally, what's crazy is, again, this winter in North Carolina, it's just been so wet, man. I promise you, the ground has not dried up once. And the closest gym, like gym for, you know, training parkour, PK, it's honestly 45 minutes away, which is nothing, but it's not even a gym that would let me in because it's a
kid's gym,
which,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So I'd be this big, just random guy running around, frolicking amongst some kids, and everybody like, what is wrong with this guy?
This
like,
big, you know? y'all don't understand. Flex is a big man. He's got some big shoulders. Yo, you got the superhero, anatomy.
Man, it's crazy, man. I dedicated to my genes. I think my father.
Yo, you and all your brothers.
Bro, that's why I know, man. Them jeans, man. But oh no, I'm not gonna let you escape, man. I'm not gonna let you escape. You gotta introduce yourself.
Oh yeah, I'm getting to it. Don't worry, no, I love talking about myself. I don't even need an audience.
Oh, okay. He just needs a mirror in himself.
I practice this in the mirror. It's that self, like, motivations, you know. You're the man. You can do this.
Yeah.
You're beautiful.
That's it.
Yeah, you're like, that is actually a technique to help with your self-esteem, but that might be a little too deep for episode zero, so I'm not going to talk too much about that. But
I know what you mean, though. I feel like it works more.
Especially in this day and age, I feel like a lot of young people do have self-esteem issues, including myself, being up front. But yeah, that's just something you got to work on, and that's one thing that I found that actually does help.
Literally just working on it, and that's the big thing. That's the whole point of the podcast.
Who am I? My name is X. And for all intents and purposes, I want to make it clear that is not my real name. Because I have pride in maintaining privacy. So you won't find my face on social media. You won't, for the most part, find my face in videos. I'm just not on the internet for a multitude of reasons. But that's what we're going to address how we're going to address me on this show. I am in my 20s. I will not tell you how old exactly I am. I will not tell you my horoscope because I don't know why people have been asking me that a lot, but people have been like, what's your sign? What's your sign? Why are people so obsessed with this?
That is crazy, right?
Has anyone been asking you that recently? Or like,
bro, that is definitely a huge thing in this generation. Like, that's half my post on Facebook. Oh my gosh, you be a Gemini, you're this. Oh my gosh, you're Sagittarius, you're this. Oh my God. I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, it, superstitious. Much?
Is it mostly a female thing? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Again. So many topics.
Hey, we're going to dive. Maybe we'll cover that one of these days, but I want to have someone that's actually knowledgeable on the show to talk about it, because I would just talk trash about it.
Yeah. I don't want to be biased, you know.
I do PK too, but not on Flex's level. PK, no, man, free running, like, tricking, that's Flex he right does. There.
Actually, you went with us, bro.
I'll talk about it. I think I can. I used to be a cheerleader in high school as a sophomore. So my background in that kind of thing. Wait, so no, actually my background was PK first.
It was, bro. We started in middle school.
I was thinking cheerleading was my introduction to like tumbling and all that. But no, in middle school, we had this PK. I guess it technically wasn't the PK group that we're in now. But it's like the main members were all going to the same school.
Right. And we still talk to this day. Like we still talk to this day. Until X went anonymous and, you know, he told us and it was the great goodbye.
I slowly started drifting off.
You did from Snapchat, each one. Even back in seventh grade when Kick was cool. Yeah. Instagram.
No, that was different because Kick, remember we had those people join and then it just got kind of weird after that.
Oh, yeah, we all left in and we were all like, all right, we need a whole nother platform.
Yeah, so after Kick, it was like Snapchat and Instagram. And then after that, I just kind of peace.
Yeah, man. And you know what's funny? Our group is so hilarious. Like, half of them didn't even know you left and half of them didn't even know you went ghost. But they were just like, all of a sudden, where's X? And we were just like, bro, do you not remember? Like, do you not remember when he left?
Do you not remember when he said he was leaving? And then 5 minutes later, he said X has left the chat.
Right. He sent us a freaking app to text him on and everything. Like, come on, man.
Signal, probably, right?
Yep.
Hey, if you're out there listening, use Signal. Musk tweeted about it. That's where everyone's going. That's WhatsApp is about to implement their little Facebook transition with the EULA, the end user legal agreement or whatever that is. So pretty much Facebook will have all of WhatsApp's information from you which they were already doing, actually, but they're just making it more clear in the user agreement. Yeah. So use Signal.
Right.
Well, I have my gripes. I have my gripes about Signal, but for the most part, all you have to use is your phone number and it signs you up and you have end-to-end encrypted messaging. So it's easy, but it does require that phone number, which is tied to your name.
You.
Yes. Your phone number can give a lot of information about you, actually.
Very easily.
Yep. Let's see. I also am into computers and technology. I dabble in language learning. I'm going to be visiting Tokyo during the summer. So I'm learning Japanese a little bit. I'm not going to be speaking it on the show. Hey, but guess what?
What's up?
I think, you know what would be really cool is if we we are going to do this because we wouldn't be able to record otherwise. We're going to record while I'm in Tokyo. You know that, right?
Oh, man, definitely. That's a whole nother experience. Like, that's going to be dope.
Yep.
Bro, so you're going for the Summer Olympics. Well, the Olympics that were supposed to happen.
Yeah, hopefully they still happen. I'm going to be watching. Yeah, never mind. I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to be watching. But I'm going to be there.
Someone's going to search you up. Okay, let me just figure this out.
It's just not. Okay. If you're putting stuff out into the world for people to hear, you shouldn't give locations. You shouldn't give time periods. Summer's very general, so I don't mind telling you that. But now you know I'm going to be in the Olympics, and the Olympics are only from certain days. And day to in certain Japan. Day. So, but good luck finding me. If you can find me, like, give me a hug. I don't think you will be able to, but.
You got to make it more rewarding. You have to give them something.
I'll give you $1,000 if you can find me.
Yes, that's nice. That's nice. Set in stone, put it in the step.
Yep. Yeah, I'm gonna
put the money aside.
Yo, I don't know how I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna find a guest to join us on the podcast while I'm there.
Yo, I mean, honestly, that you don't know how it's gonna happen, but
I'm gonna
you
have
just
a
made
few
it happen
weeks
right now.
To make friends and make connections and any connections that I'm gonna make connections with people that are going, and it's gonna happen. I don't know how, but it will. That's one of my goals for this year. Is like we're gonna talk about like goals and all that in a minute. But I think that is my introduction for now. And I think it's time for a water break. Flex.
Water break. Water.
So we haven't even really gotten past the introduction, but just know that this show is going to be about self-improvement, becoming the best version of yourself, facing your challenges face to face, and reflecting on those challenges and thinking about how you actually achieved what you achieved. And one aspect of doing all of that is being hydrated during the whole process. So we want to let listeners join us in this moment. Every week we're going to be doing a water break. I haven't decided when, but when I announce it, you'll know so that we can all drink water together as a family.
All right, everybody get your cups and your water bottles.
3, 2, 1, drink.
H2O. It's good for you, you know.
Yo, all jokes aside, actually listen to this other podcast called Muddy Waters Media. Yeah, it's a. Some people are going to cringe at this, but it's a libertarian podcast.
Bro, you just killed a few people.
With Spike Cohen and guy on the left. I forget his name. I think his name is Matt Wright, but he's on the left on the show, so they refer to him as guy on the left.
Oh my goodness, yo, that is hilarious.
Spike Cohen was the VP candidate for the Libertarian Party this past election season. 2020.
Right, right.
They give a shout out to the people that sponsor their water, like Kroger, LaCroix, Bubbly.
Well, we're not just shouting out the people that are making water. We're shouting out water itself.
We're shouting out water.
Mother Nature gave us.
Yeah, water's been here longer than we have been.
That's what they call the stepping stone, the element where life started in, like, you know?
Oh, man, you know, I didn't say it. I'm going to say it now, but remember how I was telling you what my name was going to be?
Yes.
So I was originally going to open the show with, hello, my name is Ovuvuvue and your twin Osaps. Now looking back, that is not a good look.
Yo, what? That is hilarious. That's
That's a long story, but I'm gonna link that video in the show notes. So go watch that if you want to watch a funny video about a very
long name.
I swear,
when he first said it, I was like, bro, what are you even like doing right now? Like, are you okay? Like, I was about to call 911 on you, bro. Like. Hey, bro, are you saying something or are you seizing up, man? Come on, bro, please.
All right, so our vision for the show. I kind of talked about what this pod is going to be about. But so that's pretty much what it's going to be about, what I said earlier. But my vision for the podcast on a grander scheme kind of things, I was explaining it to Flex earlier, is that this notion of dreams being dreams and dreams not becoming reality, I think is false. So when people talk about dream, what do you dream about? Like when you were a kid, you had dreams of becoming this, a dream of becoming that, dreams of having this and that thing, or being someone or doing something.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I think people give up on their dreams because they're challenged, because they find it to be hard.
The problems presented by the world.
And people don't want to work.
Yep.
People think everything's going to be handed to them. But no, you gotta work for what you want, like for real.
Stepping out of your comfort zone is a big thing for people.
With this show, I want to make it known that dreams are meant to be fulfilled. And that might be a little obvious for some, maybe not so obvious for others. But if you had a dream, I encourage you to stick to that dream and make it your life to make that come true, whatever it is. I don't know. People have different dreams. Some dreams may be materialistic, which is fine, but know that the work that you're putting in does matter in the end. Like, you had to go through, you had to suffer to get to where you are. So, like, for a lot of people, it might be owning a certain type of car. But, and it might just seem like it's money. Some people get lucky. Some people actually, you know, gotta make it. So I saw this video, it's been years now, but it was interesting. Like, they asked them, what does it mean to own a supercar? And in a very, you would think is like cliche, is like, it's just a symbol of like all the work I've had to put into. Like, you don't just wake up one day and say, Lamborghini, I drive a Ferrari, I drive a McLaren, whatever you want to say. There's years and years and years and years and years and years and years of work that people don't see.
Yeah, there's stories behind that, you know? That's a big thing.
Yeah, I mean, some people, I assume it's a matter of just waking up and being like, yep, I'm going to buy a red Ferrari today.
Yeah, but those people are also different from people. You can tell that, though, you know, from a person who's, you know, necessarily always had money, from a person who worked for it, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's more of a materialistic thing, but it could be like a profession, like being a doctor, being...
Yeah, that's working for it.
An astronaut. Because did you see the recent Mars landing with the rover?
Yes, actually.
Yo,
and they were stressed as hell as about it.
They were so...
I know.
Actually, they looked really calm, but I saw like some video of like remote workers, and they were emotional, dude. And that was like...
They should have had heart monitors hooked up to everybody.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Just to see the heart rate of everybody. Just Apple Watches, at least, something.
Yeah.
That'd have been hilarious. But no, man, what's funny about the whole dream thing and what you're saying, you know, like, I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, and dream refers to many different things. I mean, it might be a thought. It might be something you think of every day, even as you're going. The biggest thing is you're working every day already doing something, making sacrifices for something that you might not even enjoy doing. You're going to be going through the same thing, going through the process of trying to achieve what you dreamed about, what you've been thinking about, what you've been trying to get at. So why not do that instead of working your whole life for somebody or doing something that you're not even enjoying and actually live, you know? Like, that's the biggest thing that literally what's been so crazy that I feel like our whole crew woke up to this year, you know, even about you when I started the podcast and how you just explained the whole meaning of the dream and the show. Like, this is me speaking on it, but in a sense, my YouTube, my whole channel is about, I can't do any of the moves that I want to do right now, but from ground zero to the top, you're going to see literally my dream awaken and it come reality.
Come true.
Exactly. And it's Lex crazy.
Flex is a little baby right now. And one day he's going to be a beast. Right. Flipping off. You're going to be the next Damian Walters.
Bro, exactly. You know, crazy stuff like that. All because the mentality and the dream is there. And like, you know, I'm literally making sacrifices now, you know, stopping doing things I wouldn't do it before.
We'll get into your journey in a little bit, but let me just finish this about my dreams. Well, not my dreams. I ain't telling y'all my dreams. That's something I keep personal, but...
Oh, my God.
So the other way I thought about this was when you're dreaming while you sleep, your mind is creating a different reality. And I told you I was going to get into this later, which is now. But pretty much, I have this theory that we actually have two different lives. We have our dream lives and we have our human lives. And our dream lives, and these two things never cross. Like, you can't bring things that you know. Well, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, you can bring your things that you experience in your human life, your real life, into your dream life. Because you know how, like, you'll think about something all day and then it'll, like, show up in your dreams, right?
Emotion type.
Oh, but you know what?
But not physically.
And I'm thinking, like, you can't ever bring anything from your dreams into your human life, but that's false. And this is where things get interesting. Because, yo, I've had invention ideas. I've had song ideas, like lyrics, come up in my dreams, and I jot them down in my human life, my real life, and I make things happen in my dreams a reality in my real life. So what I'm trying to get at is anything that you can dream of while you're asleep can become a reality in real life. As crazy as it seems, like flying, teleporting, flying cars, I don't know, being super strong, doing weird things like that, like going through walls, buildings. I feel like we're somehow able to do that. We just haven't quite figured it out yet. So this thing with the dreams, it has two sides to it. It's, if you have a dream, go out, expect, like, flip it on its head. Instead of seeing dreams as things that are unachievable and just like goals that you should be going towards but not actually being able to fulfill, no. You want dreams that are so far away from you, but you know one day you will achieve them because that's how hard you're willing to work towards it. And the sense that anything that you dream of while you're asleep can become a reality. And that's my vision for the podcast, is that we can help people come closer to fulfilling their dreams and our own dreams too.
All it takes is that work.
Yep.
Don't be scared to step out. Don't be scared to do it. It's just that fear. You can wake back up and you come into the real world and you're presented with your job, your problems, this and that. And how can I work toward my dream when I got this and that in front of me? You're the one saying that. You're the one doing that. You're the one not trying to cross. You're keeping everything separate. You dream of this, then you wake up and do this. That's how you live, you know?
Yeah.
You got to change it. It's all a change.
So let's hear what you have for the podcast. Where do you see it going? What's your vision for it?
And honestly, I can't say it's too far from that, because it was so close to the fact that I started my page in December. and it's now. And my whole thought process of the page was, I want people to be able to see that, like we said earlier, you know, I'm a baby right now. You know, even though some people are like, oh man, you can do this, you can do that. Nah, like from where I want to be, I'm so far from that. And it almost seems impossible. But until I was the one that started thinking or started seeing or started doing, started achieving, then I was like, man, it's just me making this whole goal impossible. And once my mind changed about it, man, the process of my channel was literally just to be able to show people that once you awaken to something that you want to do and actually focus on it and put the time and energy to it, because that's all you have that you can't change, is the amount of time you have in the day and what you do with your energy. And if you focus it to your, just your job, this and that, and all the other worldly problems you have, and not your goals or the dreams and stuff that you want to do, it'll always remain a thought. It'll always remain a dream. I've been trying to change that.
You just see it go by, don't you?
You do. You see it go by, yep, with the time, and you see what you've been doing. So with the podcast, it's the same thing. You know, I want, you know, I like what you said about it. You know, I want people to just be able to wake up, not necessarily wake up, because that's just such a layman's terms to use. Woke. You know, you woke. But I want people to be able to just,
like, as cringy and like cliche as it seems, like being woke, waking up and like realizing. So I think it's Confucius. I might get this wrong, but it's like a man has two lives, and the second one only starts when he realizes he only has one.
One. Oh, man. I love that. I know that phrase. I know it. That's crazy.
I mean, people know that, like, you got to realize that you only got one life. So, I mean, you're either going to live it or not. I had a professor tell me that, too. She was like, I mean, you really only got one chance at life. I think I was maybe doing bad in a class, or I went to her for something, and she gave me that advice. I was like, man, that stuck with me. That was like 4 years ago.
See, and that's the crazy little like stuff
years,
that
went on me. See, I'm bad with time. If I mess up, especially time, yo, man, COVID through a time. We're in a time warp right now. I believe that.
Oh, definitely, man. COVID stopped everything, so people feel like they're stuck. You know?
Yeah.
That's their problem. They don't see anything change. Oh, man, I feel it.
All right, I didn't even interrupt, but keep going.
No, bro, you're good. Definitely, man. Like, you're hitting it, like, all on the head. It's just all about the man, just the dream.
And oh, you were talking again, about, like, waking up.
Waking up, yeah. I don't want to say that again. Waking up. But I was trying to find another synonym, a word for it. But, yeah, just to be able to let people realize, man, stop doing what the government, stop making other people money and go make yourself happy, you know. go you all it takes is you just waking
what are,
up
what are your doing. Wants and needs, what are your dreams, why aren't you me, coming closer? No, not you literally, but like the person listening.
Oh, right. I was like, going to be, oh, okay, right.
So we'll leave that for now. In the next section, we're going to talk about our current goals. I'll go ahead and start. So I've been recovering from patellar tendonitis for like 4 years now. Oh my gosh. It's been, I don't even know how long it's been, but it's been a while. No, I think it might've been like 3 years. So for like about 2 years,
that's been a little minute.
About 3 years ago, I had knee surgery and I couldn't do sports anymore. So I had to recover for about a year. For about a year straight, I did rehab and I didn't do anything else. And then for the next year or so, I was like doing weightlifting on my own, but very not, it's not where I wanted to be in terms of like working out. Like, I feel like I still had issues even after all that rehab. So I got a personal trainer, started working with him. He got me fixed, really. And I appreciate that. If he ever listens to this, he's gonna be smiling. But I still go to the gym. I do CrossFit there once a week because I like to keep my, that's something that I want to work towards, is having like good cardiovascular health. So I do that once a week on top of all the other things I do. But back to goals. So I feel like it's appropriate now that I can start back squatting, because I've had that knee issue. I've mostly been front squatting, which tends to put less of a load on the patella. So that's what I've been doing about nonstop for about a year and a half now.
Oh, he's gotten pretty good.
So I'm transitioning to back squats. My front squat, I was doing about 235 for about five or six reps. I don't quite remember. But I'm transitioning to back squat. So we'll see how that goes. It's like I'm starting fresh. It's very low weight, but it feels heavy. Like, it's less than I back squatted in high school.
No way.
For real. I'll have to show you when we meet up. But
Is it that different of a feeling?
My current goal is to at least... So I did like 365, 375, I can't remember, for about 8 reps. So not even 3 plates. But my goal is to... Right now, my goal is to be able to do 3 plates. That shouldn't be too far.
That was 3 plates.
What?
You said 365?
No, 265.
Oh, okay, 265.
Yeah, so barely any more above my front squat weight, which doesn't make sense because you're going to front squat way less than you back squat.
Right.
Yeah, so, or at least, I don't know, that's how I think it is usually.
Isn't it? I mean, that's how I would think it is. I mean, your back is just simply for the more support that your back holds.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe because I'm used to not being able to front squat anywhere near what I back squat. Because I never front squatted in the past, and that's how I was comparing it. But now that I've front squatted...
I feel like you're going to get used to it.
Now that I've front squatted so much, that's my strength now. So maybe back squat... My back squat's super weak. That's all I'm getting to, is that it's bad, and I want to improve on it. So my current goal for that is 315. In terms of fitness, me and Flex have this little friendly rivalry going... where we are pretty much trying to compete in all aspects of fitness. So when it comes to like parkour, flipping, calisthenics is a big one. So like being able to do front levers, flags, planches, muscle ups, all that good stuff. And regular weightlifting too. So yes, that is my weightlifting goal. And I have a lot of other goals, but I'll leave it at that for now. I don't want to overwhelm myself with too many things.
So, I feel it.
Yeah, I'll let you go.
So I guess if I had to say, because, yeah, I don't want to overload also with so many goals. But I would say the biggest thing right now is me focusing on, and this is, I'm really waiting on the summer. You know, and that's the big thing. I don't want any excuses. This is supposed to be my year, no excuse, but I'm working on my parkour skills and really, again, with the friendly rivalry, the calisthenic and my workout aspect of it. I've honestly have been trying to get into a gym. That's like my next big thing, getting into a gym to start learning. You know, devils, you know, I've already landed a 720 double back pull on the ground before.
What are all these crazy words?
Okay.
For
so
people that don't know.
Yeah, you're right. So just regular, of course, we all know a backflip, and then a full twist. A full twist is a 360 degree backflip. So a backflip with a 360 degree turn in the air, and you're still landing the way you face it. Wow. Anyway, 720 is, you know, now you're going into the air and you're twisting 720 degrees, you know, 360 times two, a double.
Quick math.
In the air. Yeah, right. Quick math. You know, that's what I'm at now. You know, I can
Most people can't ever get more than a single, I would say.
Right. Yeah, they're definitely pretty hard. And people land triples and quadruples, but, you know, that's all within reach, you know. And what's funny is, I never practiced in a gym. I never had any silver spoon and type of aspect you can imagine. You know, I mean, we've all learned parkour on hard ground, you know. We've learned mattresses once. We got new mattresses, took out our house when we were young in middle school, and we were all outside flipping at the playground, landing on our backs.
That was, just to give a little more background, the way we met is we started doing parkour during recess during middle school.
Yep.
So we would do... Can you imagine, like, all these little kids doing backflips and front flips and jumping off of swings? We were doing flips off of picnic tables.
I bet the teachers did Yo. Try to stop us. They were like, oh my goodness, these kids are gonna get hurt.
What was that
and
thing
it was
called,
a group of us.
What was that thing called where we would flip over the picnic tables? We would do like a front handspring over them.
Oh, yo, I know what you're talking about, bro. I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't do that vault anymore. It's a vault.
Yeah, it's a vault.
But it's a front handspring over. It's a front handspring. You can imagine that on the ground, but you do it over like a bench table or a rail.
You try to jump over the bench or picnic table in our case, but you use your hands and then you do a front handspring over your hands. So like, almost like a front flip.
You know what's funny? You know what I can do now, which is the evolution of that movement? Right. I can now do a front flip out of that. Like, so now it's like I do a monkey ball and then front flip and then keep going. Yep. Yep. But, oh yeah. So the goal is just to be able to noticeably see, you know, the change of this.
You know what you need to start working on that I've seen that I know you can do?
What is that?
Is do that vault. But then do a backflip.
Oh, a gainer right out of it.
A gainer out of the vault.
Like, so it's... Oh, bro. Oh, my gosh. I know you've seen it, right? Yes. Yo, that thing is such a scary... I have to learn. That's why I need a gym.
That's why you need a gym, like, to be able to do those more advanced moves.
Yeah, because now it's like, yo, I'm not as young as I used to be. I'm not old. I'm 24, but... I mean, honestly, when I was 12, 15, even to 18, man, I was landing any type of way. And now I feel it. I don't want to keep gaining injuries or keep getting that. Now it's all about, you know, perfect practice. You know, if I'm going to be doing it, put the time and the money into it to train safely and get better, you know?
Yep.
But that's when you really know you're chasing something, when you start putting your money toward it.
Okay.
You know, that's what it gets serious.
You good?
Yo, yeah, bro, that's it. People know. They'll find out, man.
All right. They're going to see it coming here live. You heard it first.
Remember Flex.
This proposition I have, are you ready for it?
Oh, my. You made me wait a whole day for this. Yes, I'm ready.
So, two words.
Two words.
Are you listening?
Oh, I'm listening.
Cold showers.
Oh, this dude, bro. Oh, my goodness. Why? Are you serious?
I'm going to personally be doing cold showers from March the 1st to March the 21st.
Tell me, can you explain why? Is there a reasoning?
Yes,
justifiable reasoning?
Yes, there's a reasoning, and I want to see if you want to join me. So, all right. I got an email from the, I want to say...
Cold Shower Association? COA?
somebody from my CSA? College, the College of Arts and Sciences. They sent out an email talking about this challenge, actually, for a scholarship, $5,000 scholarship. You can look it up. I don't have the exact name on me, but I'll put the link for it in the show notes just because I don't have it on hand. It's a $5,000 scholarship, and the goal is to implement some type of technique to work on mental health. And do this thing for 21 days and then write a submission in as an essay or a podcast submission. So since we're doing this podcast already, I thought, why don't we implement that into the show, make that an episode, and I'm killing two birds with one stone, making a podcast episode, and then it's going to be... It lines up perfectly with the podcast because we're all about bettering ourselves, whether it's mental health, physical health, blah, blah, blah. And I figured, why not? And I don't know why it came to my mind, but I was like, cold showers. I'm going to do it. It's something that people hate.
So
I've done cold showers before in the past for maybe a week at most, but not 21 days, not 30 days like a lot of people do, like on YouTube and whatnot.
Right. So
March 1st is going to be the first day for these cold showers. and I'm going to continue all the way to March 21st. Let me look at the calendar real quick. So March 21st is a Sunday. We're going to be recording on Fridays. So we're going to record the 26th, and we're going to put the last, so the Sunday the 28th, they're going to, the episode is going to be about that, for the most part, it's going to be about that journey, the 21 days of cold showers. And then I'll have to submit that before the 31st, I believe. I'll double check myself on that, but that's what I want to do going forward. Now, the question is, will you join me?
So before I give you my answer, let me say this. Before, I was thinking, I remember taking an ice bath in college, and I remember I did it once, and I hated it.
When you say just now, ice bath, everyone, I've ice bathed before, like after practice, but I'm talking about a cold shower. That's different.
For sure. And I stepped in the shower before it was too hot. And I literally lost my breath. but let me say this, though. The fact that this is all for the sake of research, I will do it, bro.
You're going to give your body the research.
Yes, because I want to know, too. And well, honestly,
another aspect of this is that I have to do like real research. I have to go look for a published paper that claims, that gives some benefit to the claim. So I'm going to be doing real research on this and figuring out whether it's something that might improve, you know, mental health or some other kind of aspect like that.
The only problem is that it's winter. So
yes, it's winter. It is the least desirable time to do this.
But that's what makes it more challenging and more fun.
More fulfilling.
Yep.
That's what's going to make it much more fulfilling or much more of a mental challenge. Like, you're telling yourself,
I'm going to do it.
All right. So tell your people your fear of water.
Oh, damn, bro. Why you had to turn that like that? Just kidding. I'm cool, man. So I call myself LMT. That stands for land mammal. Right. Cause your boy, I swear I do anything. You put me on land, you throw me on the soccer field, I do all right. You throw me on the baseball field, I do pretty good, you know. I'm pretty athletic on land, but you throw me in water.
Turn into a mountain goat.
Yeah, for real. I'll be a mountain goat. You put me in the jungle, man, I'll be a jaguar. You know, I'm out there. But anyway, you put me in some water, and I swear I turn into the most punk ass motherfucker. I don't like it. You know, it's actually a fear that I got to get over. You know, I talk all this about all this and all that, but one thing, you know, and I used to be able to swim, you know, I took swimming lessons and all this and all that.
It doesn't seem like you can swim.
Yeah, I swear, you know, I just am not confident in the water.
You say you don't like open bodies of water mostly, right?
I have never jumped in. I have never been surrounded never been in the middle of a lake one time. Without a life jacket anyway, and just surrounded, jumped in the water. I've never been in the water, like in an open body of water.
Yeah.
Like all around me. No, I don't want to do that.
Not even with a life jacket on?
Nope, not even with a life jacket on.
Man, how are we going to bring you on the boat?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that actually sounded kind of racist.
You ain't getting my black ass on that boat.
That's not what I meant. I mean, some of our friends that have boats, like, how are we going to get you?
Yeah, Lance. Bro, that's why when I see, bro, I swear my friends down here, they've been trying to invite me to a lake down here all the time. And I'm always just like, and one of them noticed it. And it was funny because I knew he would have noticed that he's one of the smarter ones. And he was just like, all my friends are smart, but some of these guys down here are crazy too. But these guys, he was just like, yeah, you want to go to the lake? And I was just like, I would go, but I don't want them to see me not jump in the water. You know, they're going to be trying to peer pressure me. Yeah, everybody do this and that in the water. But, oh, man, if I could flip into the water, then I'd be doing some insane tricks. And then all of a sudden, my confidence is going to raise out the roof. And all of a sudden, peer pressure is going to just get a peer pressure.
Then you're going to get a cramp, and that's the last we ever saw. Flex.
Yo, remember y'all were trying to get me. Remember when we went out to whatever that lake was? I'm saying that for I'm saying that for anonymous purposes. But we went out there and y'all were trying to get me to jump in that damn swirling asshole with the water was all meeting, going two different directions. And y'all like, yeah, jump in. I was just like, yo, y'all already know me. You think I'm about to jump in? I didn't even want to walk over here in this water. Come on now. Come on.
So, yeah, I think that'll make it even more challenging for you, the fact that you have to face cold water.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm getting the shower, and then, like, I'm pretty sure for the first 3, 4 to 18 days.
I know this is going to suck, but actually, for me, I'm not going to use any hot water. I'm not going to slowly, because I've done this in the past where I'll start taking a cold shower, like a regular shower, and then towards the end.
No, just straight cold,
bro. I'll ramp it down for like a minute and let it get colder over time. No. What I'm going to do is turn on the cold faucet only on full blast and get in the shower. That's how I'm going to do it.
Not me. I'm going to turn on this. I'm going to.
Yeah, it's all for you. Like, this is all relative. Like, I've done cold showers in the past. So I don't expect Flex to.
Like, you're gonna let it hit you, and you're gonna like warm up to it, right?
Who, me?
Yeah, like you're gonna jump in. Like, you're gonna be in the shower already, then turn on the water.
No, I'm gonna turn on the water on full blast and just get in and start showering.
So you're gonna be showering like the Flash?
Yes. No, so the thing about cold showers is that it's meant to distract, not really distract your mind, but you live in the moment. And oh man, it's complicated. But
what are you triggering? Instinctual survival tactics? Like,
what? All you can think about in that moment is, holy crap, this water is cold. I need a shower. I need to do the basics. I need to do soap. I need to do shampoo, conditioner if you're feeling a little spicy. If you're the lazy type, you do your face wash in the shower like I do. Do your face wash. Those four things, you're out. 2 minutes, tops. No wasting time. There's no singing in the cold shower. There's no thinking about life and death.
Yeah. There's no thinking about the past or the future. The moment is now in the cold. That's what, yo, I like that. I like that,
and
yo. You know what?
The fact that it's good for your skin and it just gets you, it's like working out in the morning. It gets you energized, gets the hardest part out of the day over in the morning. So that the rest of the day is easy.
Yeah, because you just embrace something you don't want to do. And now,
and it's such a conscious thing, too. Like, you know, it's cold, you know, it's going to suck, but. That's those fight or flight moments. Like, you're either going to do it or you're not. And I want to challenge myself to get used to that fight or flight moment, to be in it every single day and be like, it's just whatever. Let me do it. Boom. Go take a shower. Bam, bam. Let's do something else. Like, let's keep the ball going.
I'm taking the cold shower tomorrow morning, bro, before I go to work.
All right.
Just to start preparing
myself.
I'll
let you do that, but I'm starting on the first. Wait, what's today?
No.
Today's 28th, first.
I'm gonna just see what it feels like.
I got a week and a day.
That dude's about to be taking the most steamy showers known to man.
I'm gonna be taking steam showers in the next 7 days.
You just hype me up, though. I kind of want to take a cold one tomorrow morning to see how it handles tomorrow.
Yeah, just play with it, and then we'll talk about like how we're about to start next
that's funny.
Friday. So that's the proposition. The listeners,
you made me wait a fucking day for that.
The listeners are welcome to join us if they want. Cold showers, man. I think they're a thing. I know people talk about them and people make videos about them, but I've never done it for more than like a week, I don't think. And I cheated.
But if you want to become one of X's subjects, come on and join us.
Yeah,
and take those showers.
So
let us know for real.
I don't have a contact email yet for this podcast, but I'm going to create one before I publish this episode. So that's going to be down in the show notes. If you want to join us and you want us to know that you're joining us, so that we can include your experience, and you want to tell us about how you think it went, let us know. Hopefully I can sign us up with Proton Mail. So it might be something like revolution@protonmail.com or revolution. P.me. I forget what the Proton thing is, but it's going to be in the show notes. So if you want to contact us for any questions, comments, suggestions, or you just want to tell us about you joining us in this journey with the cold showers, let us know. Do you have anything for the listeners, Flex?
I'd say, honestly, stay safe out here, y'all. I mean, COVID is a thing.
That's you know, why we're recording.
Yeah, right? COVID is a thing. I don't want to be that guy. But, you know, sadly, I had it.
I just got I just did another COVID test. So we have to do it for university once a month. Well, we had to do it to get in, to be on campus. And then we have to do it once a month. So for February, March, April.
So they know you ain't out there super spreading.
So they know we're not out here super spreading. So this is my week to test. I just got tested Friday. Today is Sunday, March the 21st. We should have said that at the beginning. That was a mistake. But yes. So people know when we're recording and when we're publishing.
Right. So I feel that.
I take my test
that.
Friday and I'm negative like I've been every single time. Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, my goodness.
COVID. I hope the only thing with COVID is I hope it doesn't cancel the Olympics. That's a real possibility still.
Still is. That's what's crazy. But
with all these variants, no telling what's going to happen.
I know. It's just still arriving, yo. It's crazy.
Although things do look like they're scaling down, getting better. But those variants, man, they're tough to control. It only takes.
Yeah, man. I know. I'm being safe now. I'm not trying, bro. I got it the night I went out downtown y'all.
This man got COVID.
Yeah, the night I went downtown when I came back, the next day or two, I was like, oh my god, I felt it. But I maybe had it before then, but I don't think so. But nobody else got it except everybody got it that night,
except for me.
But yeah, you and Oscar. I was like, what the hell. That's insane.
Hey, we'll have to get Oscar on the show one day. He's a character.
Oh, man, it would be amazing.
I'm pretty
bro.
Sure we could put him in a pit of COVID and he would give Oscar to COVID.
Yeah, COVID would be like, no, I'm destroyed.
good character. Yo, we'll bring him on one of these days.
Oh, one of our boys. Love the guy. Love the guy. For days. Maybe a year.
All right, so I think the show's a wrap. Do you want to plug any of your... You already told them about your channel, but remind them. Any other thing you want to plug?
I mean, nope. I feel like, this was a good episode zero, you know, from here. Just stay tuned. See what X got for you and see what Flex is bringing next. So I did not mean to rhyme that, but you know how we do.
Well, that's our podcast, Revolution. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Hey, take care.
We want to give a quick shout out to Lovely World. They're the ones that made the song Soul of a Saint that is in our outro, our intro and our outro. Lovely World is a rock band from Clemson, South Carolina. After 2 years of playing shows up and down the East Coast, releasing passionate music and enjoying every moment of the journey, the four-piece rock band arrives in 2020 with a great feeling. And they have a lot planned for 2021. Like I said, they just came out with Soul of a Saint. They got a new video out on YouTube. They're going to be doing extensive touring. They're going to have releases of multiple singles and a bunch of entertainment content along the way. And that was written for 2020, but I feel like that's probably still their mission for 2021. I know with a lot of artists, they put things on hold. So I imagine they're going to be doing that this year,
especially with COVID.
Yeah. You can follow them on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Yeah, go show them some love.